Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. The end of our final full week of Ebling and You here on 1320, and I'm very happy to have a discussion over the next half hour or so about the tax extension, the Bush tax cut extension, I should say, and that also includes a little bit more unemployment benefits. We're talking about another 13 months of that. We're talking about some other changes in terms of estate taxes. We're talking about payroll withholding taxes. I think you might have heard some of that yesterday with Marty Mackinnon, a Washington-based economist, talking about this. And we're going to be getting both sides of this issue in just a few minutes. We're going to talk with Derek Dobie, a Democratic Party activist, and Linda Lee Tarber, the chair of the Ingham County Republicans. And I understand that they might wind up supporting this, both of them, though, for some different reasons. And I believe we have Kelly Bernero on the line with us now, recent graduate of the University of Michigan, and certainly has cut her teeth in Democratic Party politics. Hi, Kel. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Well, I am fine. I guess I'm having a hard time understanding the last time a sitting Democratic president was taking so much gas from his own party. I have to think it might have been back with Lyndon Johnson in the Vietnam War. I guess Jimmy Carter also had some problems with Ted Kennedy and the liberal wing. But certainly right now you have groups like Move On urging Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow to vote against their party's president.
Yep. You know, I think it makes sense that there is so much controversy within the Democratic Party because this is, you know, extraordinary times. The recession that we've been a part of is slightly smaller than the Great Depression, but one that will certainly mark this generation. So I think that the controversy shows that a lot of Democrats are really passionate about the solutions that they see would be best for the American people. And it'll be interesting to see where Debbie and Carl stand on this issue. I know that Congressman Showers and Congressman Peters are supporting it. And then you've got folks like Representative Conyers from Detroit who is, you know, really opposed to it. So, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me, but I think that at the end of the day, we all are just going to have to go along with this compromise and be excited and talk about all of the gains that we got from the deal.
You know, I think there are really three views on this, Kelly. There are those who are adamantly opposed to these tax breaks for the top 2% and what this is going to mean to the deficit and just the general principle in this economy of extending tax breaks for the rich. Then there are those who really turn up their nose at the odor of this, but are willing to, with their eyes closed, go along because they see the other advantages of it. And then there are those who say that, you know, that hey, that was something that would never be acceptable. So you've got people all across the political spectrum here, and I don't know whether to say that the certain wing of the Democratic Party, the progressive wing, should be credited for having principles, or whether it's reflective of Will Rogers' comment, I'm not a member of any organized political party, I'm a Democrat.
Well, you know, there's even this new movement, the no label movement,
yeah,
which is just about consensus and doing what's right for America. So I think, well, but then there, you said there are three categories, but I am in not any of those.
None of those categories. Okay, we have a fourth category. We have the Kelly category. What is it?
Because I, of course, disagree with the principle of the thing, of extending tax cuts for rich people in any economic climate, really, but especially now. But at the same time, I think that compromise is absolutely essential in government, and that's what people at every election cycle say that they want. unless, you know, a small minority of Democrats and a small minority of Republicans are really rigid and partisan. But most people say, you know, I vote for the person. I consider myself an independent. I want someone who's going to do what's right. So, and I did see a new poll that came out today, a Rasmussen poll that said that only 29% of Americans are opposed to this deal. So I think more and more people are finding themselves in the category of, well, I might not like one aspect of it, but as a whole, it helps Americans.
You know, I think we got away from deal making and compromise. We talked to people on both sides of the aisle about that, and we'll continue to do that. After the break, we'll be back with Kelly Brunero, Derek Dopies, and Linda Lee Tarbor talking more about this. Coming up next on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.